Oranga Tamariki's chief executive, Gráinne Moss, is digging in, refusing to resign in the face of stiff criticism. Yet another scathing report into the agency was released this week, and the new Minister for Children, Calvin Davis, has refused to express confidence in her leadership. The Waitangi Tribunal's own inquiry into Oranga Tamariki convened in Wellington today, where Gráinne Moss conceded for the first time publicly that structural racism exists within the agency. But she says she still has work to do. Tianiwa Hurihanganui was there.
There's been growing speculation over the future of Gráinne Moss's leadership at Oranga Tamariki. But today, Gráinne Moss put the record straight.
I'm not set to resign. Yes, I can confirm I'm staying in my role.
Why are you staying on?
Oh, because I'm absolutely committed to the kaupapa and we've made really good progress, but there's lots more to do. And look, it's a privilege to be able to have an opportunity to improve the outcomes for Tamariki Rangatahi and their whānau and to make change.
A damning report by the Children's Commission this week concluded many major failings by the agency are simply unfixable. At the Waitangi Tribunal's urgent inquiry today, Ms. Moss dismissed Calvin Davis's refusal to express confidence in her leadership and says she hasn't been asked to step down.
So we're in the process of getting to know each other, and we've had some very constructive, positive meetings, conversations. He is deeply, deeply committed to better outcomes, and I'm deeply committed to those outcomes too.
But better outcomes seems a long way off, with multiple inquiries highlighting major failings in the system, including the traumatic way social workers have taken babies from their mothers without notice. The Waitangi Tribunal's urgent inquiry is the fifth inquiry into the agency since the attempted uplift of a Māori newborn from a Hawke's Bay mother's hospital bed last year. In her submission, Gráinne Moss conceded for the first time that the Crown is yet to eliminate the structural racism it inhibits.
On the question of structural racism is a feature of the care and protection system which has had adverse effects for Tamariki Māori, whānau, hapū and iwi and has detrimentally impacted the relationship between Māori and the Crown.
She also acknowledged the Crown's failure to fully adopt the recommendations of the 1988 Pūal Te Atatū report, which outlined ways the ministry could better respond to the needs of Māori. She says Oranga Tamariki has made some progress, including 7 formal partnerships with iwi and adopting the new 7AA legislation in many areas, which requires decision makers to consider the importance of a child's whakapapa when they enter state care. But Children's Commissioner Judge Andrew Beecroft told the tribunal 7AA has so far failed to protect Māori children and fails to create meaningful partnerships.
It is Oranga Tamariki who determines if there is to be a strategic partnership. It is Oranga Tamariki who determines if there is funding and how much is to be given to the partnership. It is still hard to conclude that 7AA does no more, and I say this carefully and thoughtfully, does no more than perpetuate in law a master and servant relationship.
He says many of the problems at Oranga Tamariki cannot be fixed by a restructure, and the only way forward is to devolve power to hapū, iwi and Māori organisations to do the agency's work.
In our view, in its current form, it is highly unlikely that the care and protection system can deliver both safety and well-being to Tamariki Māori and their whānau.
But reimagining a new state care system where Māori have the decision-making power and resources may not be as simple as it sounds. The tribunal spent much of the day deliberating about what that actually looks like and how they navigate issues where Tamariki live outside of their tribal lands. Those discussions will continue tomorrow when the tribunal meets again in Wellington. Mō te hōtaka o te ahiahi, ko te aniwa, Hurihanganui, aho.